This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, with the Absolute Philosopher. President Jimmy Carter said, "All I want is the same thing you want, to have a nation with a government that is as good and honest and decent and competent and compassionate and as filled with love as are the American people." When President Jimmy Carter said these things, he was speaking about the government. He was speaking about the government that runs our nation, that runs our world, that runs our counties and cities and communities. And he said, "All I want is the same thing that you want, you the people, to have a nation, city, county, government, whoever they may be, with a government that is as good and honest and decent and competent and compassionate and as filled with love as are the American people." Yes, we oftentimes think that our federal government, our people who are in charge of all these things, are sometimes not paying attention to the wishes and the wills of the people. And unfortunately, they probably are paying too much attention. The people feel that they want to get as much as they can for their tax dollar, and that certainly is a reasonable statement to make. But are the people really interested in having a government that is for the benefit of the people? Are they interested in having a government that is filled with peace and love and happiness and joy and right action and truth? Or are they looking at the people who are governing, are they looking at the world as a free lunch for them? Now, many of them do things that are not acceptable, and today, more than ever before, there are safeguards that keep this from happening and keep this from happening too often. These safeguards are people who are looking in on the government, like you and me, but also groups of people who are dedicated to making sure the government goes the straight and narrow path, making sure the government is always doing that which is for the highest and best of the organization which it serves. They're looking for maintaining the government in its highest quality that it can possibly be. Now, how do they do that? How do they do that? Well, they put certain stopgaps on things that they see that are not desirable, and they bring it to the attention of the public, and the public disagrees with it or agrees, and then it is changed accordingly. Now, we live in a body, and our body could be called the people, which is kind of a nice way to look at the body. And inside our body is a mind, and that mind is able to think thoughts. That mind is able to have ideas in it. That mind is able to believe in itself or not believe in itself, as the governing officials believe in themselves or don't believe in themselves. And always seeking to do that which is for the best of the body for which it is in charge. The mind is in charge of the body, just like the legislators are in charge of the government and the will of the people. So what is it that the body would benefit from? Well, the body would benefit from happiness, health, harmony, peace, right action, truth, everything that's good. The body would benefit from that. Now, why is it that the body is not always experiencing that? The body is not always experiencing its ideal situation because the mind is not always thinking on those things. Now, can you imagine if you were in government and you were more interested in going to vacations and traveling and doing things not contrary to the government, but contrary to the purpose for which you are there in the government? Our governing leaders are there to run the country, and they should run the country. Our mind is in our head, in our being, to run our body, and it should run our body. We should make sure that in our mind are at all times beautiful thoughts, positive thoughts, uplifting thoughts, beneficial thoughts to our body. And if we do that only a quarter of the time, wow, what a wonderful body we would have. If we do it half the time, or three quarters, or all the time, man, what a body we would have. Our mind would be governing our body with perfect thoughts, perfect words, perfect ideals. Everything would be perfect. What a great body we would have. Oh, my goodness. We would never think thoughts of illness. We would never think thoughts of inharmony in our relationships with ourselves and others. We would never think thoughts that were contrary to our highest good. We would only think those thoughts which are in keeping with our highest good. Now, as President Jimmy Carter says, and says it so beautifully, he says that this is something very important for all of us. He said, all I want is the same thing you want, to have a nation with a government that is as good and honest and decent and competent and compassionate and filled with love as are the American people. All I want is a body, a mind, let's say. All I want is a mind that is as good and honest and decent and competent and compassionate and is filled with love as is my body. You see, if my mind is filled with these beautiful things, then my body will be filled with it. If my mind is filled with purity and wholeness and right action and goodness and everything like that, then my body is going to be that. It's purely up to me what I'm going to experience and what I'm going to have. I am the master of my body. My mind is. And so if I allow my mind to think any thoughts contrary to my highest good, then that is my experience. If I allow myself to go to movies, to watch television, to listen to the radio, to read the newspapers and magazines, and read anything which is contrary to my highest good, then that is what I am going to experience. It is up to me where my consciousness is. I am the master of my body. I am the master of my consciousness. I am the one who makes the choice of what goes in and what goes out. If I think every day the most beautiful, positive, joyous thoughts I can, then I will surely experience that. That's just the way the principle works, the law of cause and effect. People say they want to get well, and they constantly talk about their illness. People say they want to have happy relationships, and they constantly tell everybody in listening range, especially themselves, about their inharmonious relationship. People say they want to have their children grow up to be geniuses and magnificent people, yet they call their children stupid. They call their children idiots. They call their children, you're his child or her child. You know, you're from their side of the family. And what silliness that is, when all we have to do is at all times put into our consciousness, into the consciousness of our children, into the consciousness of our world, beautiful, uplifting, supportive thoughts that say all is in divine order and all is good and very good. President Carter made a wonderful statement there. And it's up to us whether we are going to apply that statement to our mind and our body, to our mind and our affairs, to our mind and our relationships, to our mind and our health, to our mind and our wealth, to our mind and everything in our universe. And things that we have no idea about even, but we are in charge. Do you want to take charge? Then begin today with me saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect now. All is in divine order now. I am the creator of my world now, and I create my world exactly the way I want it to be. And as I create it, so it is. Take this thought now and put it to work in your life. And let it be something that will change you into the beautiful being that you're designed to be. out of your archetypal self. Return to your original purity and integrity. Wow! Just by having the right thoughts. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.